We're going to finish up making tea and coffee on Shabbos. Depending on the time, we either will start turkey and then have parsha, or just go straight to parsha for a little bit at the end, depending on what our time situation is. Okay, so we're going to start with page 41. This is a sheet that we've been alluding to a lot already, the sheet of the Chazon Ish. How the Chazon Ish essentially denies the entire notion of Klei Shlishi. What is that? What is that based on? So the Chazon Ish explains that it's really a Gzeira D'Rabbanan. In other words, we've already pointed out numerous times that the Gemara says that a Klei Sheni Eino Mevashel Me'ikar Adin, right? Klei Sheni really can't cook. But, says the Chazon Ish, we have to be machmir when it comes to a Klei Sheni. Why? Because we can't tell the difference between Yad Soletesbo and the term that we saw yesterday, the Chayadam, Yad Nichvesbo, right? We already pointed out the Chayadam was machmir, that if I have a Klei, even a Klei Sheni, but if it's Yad Nichvesbo, if it's scalding hot, then you have to be machmir even for a Klei Sheni. So the Chazon Ish has this Chumrah where he says, well, it's really hard to distinguish temperature-wise what's Yad Soletes, what's Yad Nichvesbo, and therefore he just says everything's Aser, and therefore he kind of Aser Klei Sheni's are there. Yeah. We got a lot of chumras this year. Okay, so that was the first thing. Then the Chazon Ish also points out that you can take a lemon and put a lemon inside of a Klei Sheni, even if the Klei Sheni is not so lettuce. But why? Well, sort of. It's not Mechzikim of Asher, right? In other words, it doesn't look like cooking, right? It's similar to what Asher's saying. It's more like, Pavlin is more like just a spice that they're adding flavor to the water. And then he also points out that there's a theoretical gzera of what's called mashkin hayutzin, right? There's a gzera where Beitza Dav Gimel talks about the reason why you're not allowed to drink. Let's say, right, there's a halacha you can't squeeze fruit on Shabbos, right? But let's say, for example, I had a fruit where somehow the liquids came out by themselves. And how that works, whatever. Liquids came out by themselves, right? So you can't drink that juice either. Why? It's a gzera called mashkin hayutzin. We're mashkin shizah, we're afraid. Next thing you know, you're going to pluck the fruit off the tree and squeeze it yourself, whatever it is, right? The Gemara says you can't drink the liquid to get out of the fruit by themselves. So he says, so how come there's no issue of mashkin hayotzin by putting a lemon inside of a Klei Sheni? Because he says that it is, this is what the Rishon pointed out, the Mordechai points out, there was something is bal olam b'karoves. If the mixture, if the extract of the juice, for the first time it comes out of the juice of the fruit, is inside of a different mixture, so that it's mutter, that there's no gzera. So for example, what? So the Rishon to give all these crazy examples. Let's say the Gemara has a following there. There's a halacha that if a woman is in the process of doing chalitza, right? So one of the dinim of chalitza is that she has to spit, right? So the Gemara has a shayla divavu, what if the woman spit has blood in her? So, meaning she has blood in her mouth, right? So the Gemara tries to figure out, well, on the one hand, she needs to have spit, right? Because it says viyarka b'fana. So the fact that there's blood mixed in, is that going to detract from the spit? Does that mean that it's not really spit? Is that bad without chalitza, right? The Gemara has a whole shayla about that. So Mordechai draws this distinction between what's called bali olam b'tarogas. If you have something which, when it first came into the world, meaning if I have, let's say I have my lemon, and the lemon extract, the lemon juice came into a barrel of some other type of juice. So the first contact that the lemon juice had with the world was in a different mixture. That's called bali olam b'tarogas. So when that happens, all the zeros that are buttered of mashkin shezavu are thrown out the window and it's totally mutter. So again, that's a question by the case of the Bavos, whether that would be a valid chalitza or not, but that's what the Chazon Ish says. We're not kosher for the Tzeri Rabbanan, but in general, we have to be kosher for a Klei Sheni anyway. Okay? We're going to skip now to page 42. And this is really just the last point of the sugya. This is the famous tshuva from Rav Moshe, the famous, ironically, chumra from Rav Moshe. Right? We're not going to see too many chumras from Rav Moshe in general, but this is a famous chumra that Rav Moshe had. The famous chumra that Rav Moshe has about setting timers on Shabbos, right? So, does anyone know what Rav Moshe's svara is for Aser, for generally speaking, Asering timers on Shabbos? You know what the svara? Okay, let's not go down that route now. That may be true. Let's not go down that. Let's say, in today's world, you might find a timer that doesn't make it out. Oh, so one second. So the lights we're going to get to, the lights are going to be different as we'll see in a second. But let's talk about timers not in the context of lights. Let's say a plata, let's say if you want to get really
an air
conditioner, if you want to be really out there and be on television, we're not talking about that.
Nah. That's
a shell. Intended for that, intended to honor that it would happen before Shabbos.
Therefore what?
Therefore, it's not causing anything to happen.
Okay, so it's not your mic.
you'll allow it to, you can do a malacha then, really, with it, no? Like, where, how far can you go with it?
Okay, well,
like asking, yeah, how far can you go from a stuff, I guess.
Okay, that's a good point, but guys, we have to figure out, again, the starting point should always be that a timer is plumbing, right? A timer is not my action. So we have to figure out why would a timer be asked? So far, ironically, the closest thing is kind of Uv Lichol, but it's not really Uv Lichol though. Ramosha invokes the concept of Zimusa. It's a degradation to Shabbos, which is kind of Uv Lichol. It's very degrading to Shabbos to effectively allow Malacha. It's not obviously actual Malacha, but you're basically allowing Malacha to happen. And he even writes very strong Lashon. He says, if you look at the bold part of the first paragraph, and for the sake of my voice not going any more than it is, I'm not going to read it. But basically, he says that if these things existed as Ma'al Kanan and Amorim, they all would have asked it, for sure, without a doubt. But Moshe is very against setting timers, as you can see from his shooting, very not into it. He also talks about the theoretical like of the chashash chitui of stoking the coals, many other secondary problems, also other than just Zeus. Now, as Asher pointed out, when it comes to the lights, right, so Ramosha is making to allow you to set a timer on lights. Everyone in the world sets timers on lights on Shabbos, right? So what's the kula? If Ramosha is right, which, according to most things, probably not. But if Ramosha is right, that there's a
reason. Well, if you're talking about Ramosha, right, all the
okay, okay.
It shouldn't be in the one case, it's not.
That's true. I'm not taking a stand on that issue. I'm saying that even in the post game are not really machmir for these concerns. But even Ramosha, who is generally machmir about this, is makel by lights. What's the svara? What's the svara to makel by lights? Why would lights be given there anything else? That's not going to explain it. Because having a hot shot is going to get for also, right? I need a localized svara. Well, okay, whatever, I'll plot. I'm saying I need a localized svara by lights. That will explain why lights are different than anything else. Anything with svara? Okay, good. Okay, good. You're like literally on the right track. I know it's just like that.
Why do we like a Shabbos candle?
Okay, let's back up for a second. Guys, bear with me. I like the voice. How many of you have ever learned the second part of Baba Kama? How many of you know what the term Isho Misham Chitzav means? Good. Okay, so you're on the right track. So, says Rav Moshe, there is machlokes in the Gemara and Baba Kama between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. For the sake of...
For like 4 months.
I know. Let me just say it out.
And I can say, just, you say. Save your voice.
I get it.
Okay. So Yochanan says, Well, there are some differences. For example, there are kulas. If your ox goes and damages something, then if you, like we say, anamur la'olam, right? So there's a lot more kulas if the property.
Okay, so that's the basic machlokas to the real Rish Lakish. Now, what's the famous kashya of the Nimuke Yosef?
Okay, the famous kashya of the Nimuke Yosef is that how am I allowed to light something before Shabbos? It's possible, like, you know, how is it that I'm allowed to light something before Shabbos? And then it will continue on Shabbos. So if Asian Mishnah Pizza, meaning it's like I'm doing it, then it's like I'm constantly relighting a fire every second that it's burning and it goes out of trouble. Like I'm always doing it. So how am I not being over
on Havara, on Shabbos? Does that question make sense? Everyone got the question? One more time. Mukiyos is Kashyas, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan holds Yisho Mishim Chitza, right? That means that's my actions, my bullet that's making the fire spread. So the question is, when I light the Neros before Shabbos, when they're being lit on Shabbos, that's my action. That's like Havara on Shabbos. I should be Chayim Skila for that. So what's Mukiyos' answer? How does he answer the Kashyas?
Of whatever
in other words, what that means is that we go based on the initial action that you did. That's true. It's not super relevant to this discussion, but that's true. But the point that Mukhi Yosef says that it all goes based on your initial action. So therefore, since I lit the candles before Shabbos, it doesn't matter. I'm not a chayav. Now, 2 points about that nekuda. Number one, the Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about a din called Sof Chama Lavo. What does Sof Chama Lavo mean? It's the following. I am a serial killer. Nice to meet you. I'm going to take you up and tie you up. I'm going to put you out in the middle of the desert and let you, you know, without 3 liters of water, without a hat, without sunscreen, and without a camelback, I'm going to let you die in the middle of the desert. It's really hot, and eventually, without water, without whatever, you'll die. But the thing is, I don't put you in the middle of the desert, you know, at 3 p.m. I put you out at Har Shlomo at 3 a.m., but the sun's not out yet. So it's not guaranteed that... If I left you in a vacuum in a room that looked like Har Shlomo at 3 a.m., you wouldn't die. There's no sun at 3 a.m. at Har Shlomo.
It gets me called in a desert.
Right. It was right there from that. But it's what's called Sof Chama Lava, meaning everyone knows in 3 hours from now it's going to be 1,000 degrees, right?
So, no,
okay, whatever. So the question is, am I Chai of Yisha if I kill a person in that way?
No.
Why not? So
it's
right.
Not
so,
normal. No, it's not bad. Because if Misha, based on this logic, it's killing me. If you consider that you already killed the guy when you put him out there, you know what he did.
Okay.
Let's go.
You're all saying good things. You're all saying very good svaras, even though they're opposing. But you're all saying good svaras. So, yes. Sof Chama Lavo, right? So this machlokas in the Gemara it should be. Whether it's more like Garmi, it's like Rama. Maybe distinctions from Shabbos to other areas of Halacha. Because by Shabbos we have considerations of, you know, knowing what's going to happen. Psikresha, whereas by other areas of Halacha we don't find that consideration. So that's one included that Rav Moshe raises. He says that the Maisa hasn't happened yet, and he compares it to Sof Chama Lavo. Right? In other words, when I set a timer on a light, the light hasn't turned on yet. Nothing's happened yet, right? So just like when I tie the guy and put it outside at 3 in the morning, nothing's happened. The sun's not out yet. The other factor, and at this point, I assume you don't know. It's
also applies to alarm clocks.
So alarm clocks, we pointed out, was a different issue of Asher.
Yeah,
you're right, you're right. The other nekuda that I wanted to make for this Nebuke Yosef is actually relevant to Tisha B'Av. There is a Gemara in the end of Titus. Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan says, if I was around when they were instituting the day of Tisha B'Av, I would have made it on the 10th of Av. Why? Because that's when the majority of the Beis HaMikdash burns on the 10th of Av, right? I don't think that's the 8th of Av, no. In the Gemara Titus, it just says the 10th. Why? Because the 10th is when the move of the Mikdash burnt. So how come the Rabbah made it on the 9th? What does the Gemara say? Well, they laid siege. They laid siege to the Mikdash on the 7th and the 8th. Then they started burning on the 9th. I think it's somebody in the 9th
Tuesday.
When did
the Moroccan go?
They came back on the 8th and said
it's not bound to the base of Mikdash burning down.
We're not talking about the historical context of Tishma. I'm just talking about...
No, it's a sad day and therefore the base of Mikdash burning down on that day.
It's because of the Moroccan.
Guys.
Yes, but they were both thinking of the
guys, this nekuda has nothing to do with the historical context of Tishma. Okay, we'll talk about that in 3 weeks from now. I don't care about that right now. Okay, this is a prat. Says Rabbi Yochanan, if I was around, I would have made Tishma on the 10th. Why? Because that's when Rabbi Mikdash burnt. The Rabbanan would say, no, Aschalta de Puranusa Adifa. Since the burning began on the 9th, we're going to be koveya based on the 9th. That's my focus.
But they still do some in the morning on the 10th.
What?
They still do some of the events.
Well, right.
Why is Rabbi Yochanan not holding like himself?
Say it out.
Like Rabbi Yochanan saying that I'm only going to do, I'm holding with, like, that the action happened when it actually happened. Like the Rabbanan are saying.
Says Rabbi Yochanan, I wanted it to be Koveya Tisha B'Av based on when the majority of the Mikdash burnt, when the actual fire was burning. If you translate it to Bava Kama terms, that means that Rabbi Yochanan wants to make you chayav if you're Nero's Shabbos or lit on Shabbos, which is highly problematic. So this Gemara, Titus, the Chora, is like the Havamin of the Mukhi Yosef, right? It's like the Mukhi Yosef's Kasha. So that's a little bit problematic, how that works. Maybe the Rabbana or the Maskana, and we don't possibly like Rabbi Yochanan and Titus, okay? How that works, the Halacha is a little bit strange, but just the Chora to keep in mind. Okay. Basically, Rav Moshe, as we said, is not too thrilled with the whole lights, with the whole timer situation, because of Zilus and the Shabbos. He says for lights, he says we're mikil, if it's a tzorech, and if you can get a guy, and you can circumvent a lot of these problems, it's better to do that. It's always better to use a guy if you can. Whenever you have
some... What about Amir
al-Akum? So Amir al-Akum is usher, but it's very calm. And if there's a tzorach, and there are ways around Amir al-Akum, right? You can always get around Amir al-Akum. Amir al-Akum is not a hard issue to get around, right? That's the least of our problems. So Moshe says, better off finding a guy. And then just the last point, basically, is Rav Avadja's tshuva, where Rav Avadja basically just says, the whole thing is nonsense, and... So, that in terms of, let's say, heating up birds, or heating up, you know, getting them to start cooking on Shabbos, right, from setting them from beforehand, Rav Avadja basically says the whole thing is nonsense. Right, at the very end of the tshuva, he says that we don't make them zeros on our own, as we've seen multiple times already, right? We're not in the business of making them zeros, and therefore, it's a good idea to not make them zeros. Okay, one second.